like I said, nearly every human being
has a narcissist.
The trait,
yes,
and behavior.
Yes.
You're selfish.
You know what you're selfish with now. Uh-huh. Come on now. Let's be real.
With MPD, people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for admiration, a lack of empathy for others. People with narcissistic believe that they are superior to others and little regard. Okay, so watch this one, right? To be diagnosed with MPD, the following criteria must be met. I'm not a clinician. All right, we have a new article this week at lolaandola.com. You to make sure you go read it. If you're listening to this on lolaandola.com, it should be below this video, or you can just go ahead to lolaandola.com/blog and read the article. The title is "Is My Husband a Narcissist?"
Oh my God! Not the N word. Word. I ain't tired of that word.
Right. So, it's. Well, first of all, who's a narcissist, right? Narcissists are people who narcissistically love themselves and believe they deserve to be loved and admired by others.
Okay.
Common behaviors of narcissists: exerting control over others, talking about how powerful and self-important they are.
Not self-centered people, yeah.
Making fun of other people.
Well, oh, Lord, terrible.
There are many, many, well, you've noticed that a lot of people, women, for the most part, are very quick to call their husband a narcissist.
Yeah.
That's happening more and more and more and more. Why do you think that is, babe?
Because when people are hurt, the next thing they run for is the buzzword, narcissist. I think it's all the social media lingos. Like, when a word is trendy, everybody uses
everybody
it.
Everybody start using abusing
and they bastardize it. And I'm like, come on, if you're gonna call someone a narcissist, can you at least take some accountability for attracting one? Because I don't know. You knew this person was a narcissist and you still went for them. But right. You know, narcissists are very charming.
So you loved something about this narcissist. Does that make you a narcissist?
That's a good question.
A question, you know. Now, watch this part, right? You can't call someone a narcissist without a proper clinical diagnosis from a professional.
Come on, guys.
But nearly every human being has at least one narcissistic behavior or more.
This is true.
Selfish.
I didn't say that, Jesus.
A qualified mental health professional can help with this assessment by providing an official diagnosis of MPD when diagnosed according to certain criteria, but you can also use key characteristics that are often associated with a condition as well as direct statements from your spouse about themselves for guidance too. Alright, so there's this things here, a pattern of grandiosity. You know what grandiosity is? Feel grand.
Oh, you like to feel special, and you feel like the queen of England.
Look at me.
Look at me, I'm so special.
Especially if they're pop and they're Muslim.
Who that hip?
Number two, need for admiration.
Maybe people to kiss your ass and
They want you to admire. So, not the type that you did earlier where you said I didn't notice your hair. Not that.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to know that.
Again, it's just one.
Right.
Among many.
Need for admiration.
Fantasies about success and power.
Okay.
You know? So they tend to be very ambitious as well. Not necessarily. That's just one, right? Number four, low empathy to understand the feelings
of others. Yes. That's a big one for me. Right. I have no empathy. I have a problem with that.
Five, arrogance and entitlement to whatever they want.
Oh, Lord.
So, entitlement is a big deal for me. I notice a lot of people think because they did the right thing, because they're doing the right thing. So, the last thing they expect is that you call them a narcissist. That's the last thing on their mind. Because they really, really check all the boxes.
Oh, my God.
They try to be right. It's like people that quote Bibles, right? They try to do everything correctly. And one day you're like, you're a narcissist. They don't understand it. They get it.
It's crushed.
It gets worse. You crush their soul.
Right.
that's the last thing they're trying to be to you, but they're effectively being narcissistic.
Hmm. Interesting. A strong sense that they are special or unique.
Yeah. Strong. A strong sense of being special or unique. Rigid and controlling behavior. You know, so now on the narcissistic spectrum, like most of these things, it's a spectrum, meaning there's a range, right? Are some narcissistic traits that do not meet the full criteria for narcissistic personality disorder, NPD, right? It's a thing. Right. You have to be diagnosed with it. Narcissistic defense mechanism like splitting and projection, defensive or self-boasting, offensive. Narcissists will often use this as a way to protect themselves from narcissistic injury. Okay. Now, it's a mental disorder.
Right.
All right. It is what it is. Right. The not narcissistic trait, but narcissistic personality disorder. Right. Those are two different things. Like I said, nearly every human being
has a narcissistic
trait.
Yes.
And behavior.
Yes.
You're selfish.
You know what you're selfish with now. Uh-huh. Come on now. Let's be real.
With NPD, people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for admiration, a lack of empathy for others. People with narcissistic personality believe that they are superior to others and little regard. Okay, so watch this one, right? To be diagnosed with NPD, the following criteria must be met. I'm not a clinician, so I don't know this. You know, these are some of the stuff we found. Five or more narcissistic traits, at least five or more. Narcissistic traits, at least one of these must be either grandiosity or entitlement. So if your husband is controlling, or you, when you guys argue you don't see eye to eye, that may be not, maybe he's selfish, but that's not enough to diagnose him, self-diagnose him as a narcissist, you know, because if he's a very humble guy, especially if you're the only one that's seeing me that's not humble. If the whole world is not saying that's not humble, then you can't really call that. We know that you're not supposed to diagnose them, period. But it's not even close, right? The narcissistic traits are necessary for diagnosis and don't occur exclusively during episodes of mood disorders, schizophrenia, spectrum of disorders, or substance induced. So you can't, if this person drinks, you can't say narcissistic. It's probably the drinking, you know, if it's mixed up with all that kind of stuff, you know. But anyway, the article is there. Just wanted to give you a quick overview. Check it out.
Yeah.
But I think the main lesson here is don't self-diagnose your marriage.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. It actually blinds you to even work on the marriage because you're busy pointing fingers as opposed to how can I help bring our marriage back?
Right.
As opposed to pointing fingers.
Yeah.
Could your husband be a narcissist? Yes, he could be. But the point is that
I just don't think all men are narcissists, because these days all like, I was married to a narcissist once. I was in a relationship with a narcissist. This narcissist thing is common though. What's going on?
Listen,
I'm just saying.
One of the beauty about love and what we do here is we try to dumb down to normal human language.
Come on.
Okay? If you hear boundary, I'm making fun of word boundary.
Yeah.
If you hear what else, there are other words out there, you know, because honestly, intentional, all the kind
of
shit, the stupid stuff, right?
Yes.
Like, we forget to be humans.
Yes, we do.
People will like each other and they're nice and kind to each other. Can we start with that first? Mm-hmm. How come you attracted somebody that's not nice and kind to you? Let's start with simple stuff.
Why are we competing with accents and grammar in the same house? You're on the same team. You have to see eye to eye first. But you said it all. Be kind to one another. And give each other grace. Come on.
Grace. That's part of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not judging them. They messed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. They messed up. But you're like,